Babes, we made it.
We did it.
We made it another day. If everyone just knew the stress we were just under, it was a lot. I wonder if my SD card is full or broken.
We will find out somehow.
Maybe never. Because I'll just throw that one in the bin now.
Just get a new one.
So we just went to, we set up. We were so excited to do this podcast because it's been a couple of weeks. We sat down. I pressed record. Nothing. We had no idea what happened. And then the hairdresser's downstairs.
Mm.
Sean the sheep, as he is called by us. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know that
he
yet.
He doesn't know we call him Sean.
He never finds that out.
If him or his wife listen to this.
Not because he looks sheep-like.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
The cartoon character.
He actually has no hair.
Yeah. So he's not a sheep.
In the slightest. Sean the sheep. He came to the rescue. He drove to his home to get me a new SD card.
What a legend.
And here we are. 30 minutes later. We made it. I think I'm going to give up on the muscles.
You've had enough.
Maybe I'll do bones.
Okay. I feel like I'll need some. No, I think I'll be okay.
Well, considering you helped me with my studies yesterday, that was still so surprising. Ulna.
It's in your forearm on the pinky side.
And it is a long bone. Yes,
it is
a long bone because it is longer than it is wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone's been doing some anatomy. Brushing up on those anatomy skills.
Good job.
How many different types of bones are there?
Oh, shit.
I think what was that? I think it was me. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that.
Three. There's long bones.
Mm-hmm.
Irregular. Fuck. What's the other one? I don't know.
You're telling the story.
I don't know. Anyway, that's enough anatomy today. So, Candace Lamb, it has been 2 weeks?
Three, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we recorded the week before Torian.
Shit. Oh, our last episode was with Kel.
Yeah.
It's been years, basically.
Has it? Yeah, anyway, it's been a while. We're here. Yeah. We're back.
We're back. We're on.
Back to regular schedule.
Back to regular posting, guys. Where have we been?
Feels like everywhere.
Why didn't we record the week before?
Do you want me to replay the conversation?
The week before?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Is it in your like little computer brain?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it bad?
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
You didn't want to.
Oh, didn't I?
No. We won't.
No, replay it. I want to know what I said.
Something like, yeah. Can't be bothered. Nothing to talk about.
Oh, we both didn't have anything to talk about. Don't just put this on me.
You monster. I have no memory of that side of the conversation.
Of course, that makes sense. So that was the week before. We didn't want to. We had nothing to talk about. Because I think I remember I was sitting on the gym floor and you were walking around. That's standard. And you said, what are we talking about today? I said, I have no idea.
Oh, actually, yeah, I do remember that now.
And then I was like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Candace.
Yeah.
I also have no idea. And then, I mean, we went to Torian on the... Oh, so when we say the week before, we mean the day before Torian.
No, the week before that.
Oh, damn. And then the day before Torian, why didn't we record then?
Because we record on Fridays and we went on Friday.
It's all coming back to me.
Do you live... Are you in this life?
No. If it's in the past, I let it go.
Because
like there's only so much space in my brain.
Uh-huh.
So once it's done...
Done. Didn't exist.
No.
Fair enough.
So we normally record on Friday. We left on Friday straight after class.
We did, yeah. And then the adventure began.
Oh, well, wait. We should tell everyone why we didn't record last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's also relevant information for right now.
We got real sick.
Oh, my God, sick.
Yeah.
I mean, our sicknesses were different.
Apparently.
I'm still a bit wheezy, as you can tell. We haven't trained yet, either of us. No. It's been a week and one day today.
2 days for me.
Yeah, because you got sick at a different time. You got sick before me with a different illness.
Yeah.
What would you say you had, Candace?
I had the COVID.
She had her first COVID. Was it enjoyable?
No.
Was it a real bad time?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And every day was different.
Every day was different?
Yeah. It was like a new thing every day. Like I had – the headache was constant the whole time. That's what it started with.
Yeah.
So I got a headache, really bad headache on the Friday night that we went down to Torian. But I thought it was just like dehydration and just like being
– travel.
Yeah, blah, like blah, blah, blah. Didn't sleep great that night. Thought I blamed your snoring.
But I think Don't tell everyone I snore. Don't snore. I just breathe
she
heavy.
She snores. I just had a really bad night's sleep and then my Whoop recovery was really low for a couple of days. But I was like, oh, it's just like trouble. Like in the yellows, but.
Like the low yellows?
Yeah, but yeah. I'd not, which is not normal for me if I'm not training. And then that was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday night, I slept for like 9.5 hours. Like I had such a big sleep and I woke up feeling like trash. And I was like, fuck, that weekend got me good. Like I didn't do anything, but just obviously.
And you still didn't think you were sick at this point?
No, I thought I was just like a bit, you know, tired or whatever. But trained, had like fine session. And then Tuesday night, same thing. Tuesday during training, I was like, not feeling great. Might just be a bit tired, whatever. And then in the afternoon, I was just about to start my like last little bit and I got the worst fever, just like hit me out of nowhere. And I was like, fuck, I've got to go. I don't feel good. And then it was just all down.
So that was Tuesday arvo.
That was Tuesday
arvo. I remember
arvo,
looking,
yeah.
I thought, because for those of you who know Candace as well as I do, no one.
bam.
she doesn't complain. So I remember her saying a couple of times over the weekend that she's got a headache. And that she didn't sleep well because I asked how she slept because I slept like a fucking dream. That was the best bet. We slept too. Yeah, you didn't say that we slept together. I'm sure people realize. We didn't like sleep together. No. And yeah, I asked how she slept and both nights it was not good. And then a couple of times throughout the weekend, but not much. She says she had a headache, but I didn't even think much about it because she didn't complain about it.
Did I really?
And then, yeah, I remember looking you in the eyes on Tuesday afternoon. You're like, I'm going to go home. I don't feel well. I was like, oh,
she's going down.
I just thought you had, because you got really sick after Torian last year as well. So I just thought it was not the same thing, obviously, but just, yeah, a cold.
Yeah.
There you ended up with the COVIDs.
So
Candace tested. And then I was fine all weekend. I was fine on Tuesday, the day you got sick. Wednesday morning, I came in to train and I was getting a tattoo Wednesday. So I came in early to train beforehand. And during that session, I don't know if you remember, but I voice messaged you on the way to the... And I said that session was so fucking hard. And I remember thinking during, I was like, I can go faster than this, like... This is shit, like, must just be the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And then Wednesday during my, like, halfway through the day, like 1 o'clock, my nose started getting so hot. Like, the inside of my nose. I was like, why is my nose so hot? And then it started to get hot through to my throat. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, I knew straight away that I was getting sick as well. But at this point, I didn't know you had the COVID, so you didn't know either.
No, I didn't test until, like, Thursday, I think.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I started getting a runny nose, had the sniffles, and then a sore throat by the end of the day. And it was a big sit. I don't think I messaged you to like 7 that night or something.
Yeah.
Stupid. So I got home real late and just had dinner and had a shower and went straight to bed. Woke up sick as a dog.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
I did not get COVID though.
Apparently.
I also tested. And I still have not had COVID.
I'm going to throw some facts at you though.
Oh, fuck. No.
The testing.
No. Okay. We'll leave it there. No, go.
80%.
80% what?
Accuracy.
So I'm 80% likely to be correct is what you're saying.
Okay. Anyway.
Also, isn't some people just, they don't actually read at all? Like some humans, they don't even.
I don't know. I just know that the testing is not that accurate. like the, our testing that we have, the RAT test.
So you could have even not had it.
And yes, I could but have it gives out it. False negatives more than it gives out false positives.
Interesting. Mm. Why didn't you throw these facts at me before right now? Did want to crush me.
Oh, I don't really care, to be honest. While we're here though.
Anyway, so I didn't get COVID.
Okay, mate.
Until I test positive, I'm in the clear. And that's why we didn't record last week.
Yeah, it's because we were dead.
We were both dead.
I had 2 days in a row of 1% recovery.
Yeah,
that's never happened to me before.
Did not go that low. I was 25 was the lowest.
There is nothing worse than waking up being seeing that red.
It's bad.
It shocks me every time.
Well, it plays with my emotions sometimes. Absolutely.
The Even other time it's not the be all and end all.
Yeah, no. The other time it's red for me sometimes is right before my period.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My heart rate just goes so much higher.
Yeah.
Like 4 to 5 beats higher per minute.
Jesus.
It's pretty nuts. And the HRV goes lower.
Yeah.
And the sleep quality. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's like only 1 or 2 days prior to getting my period.
Yeah.
And then that night, best HRV, lowest heart rate.
Body's like, oh, yeah, God, it's so we're not wild. Pregnant. Yeah.
That must be it. Hilarious. So, yeah, we've been busy being sick.
Yeah. Both came back to work on
We've never Tuesday? Been sick at the same time.
No, never.
And we had to, for the first time since you've worked here, had to modify a class and everything. Like, we had to change things around to keep the coffee shop open and the gym open. But, yeah, everyone, thank you, members, for being awesome and understanding of our illnesses. We weren't just having a party.
We definitely weren't.
I mean, it would have been way more fun.
Would have been.
To be having a party, but let's go back to Torian.
Mm. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So we left here Friday after the 9:15 class. Had a little drive. Oh, even on that first drive, we were talking about something super in-depth and I missed a turn, even getting out of the coast.
Oh, yeah. We ended up
somewhere
going up to Nambour and turning around again.
Ridiculous. How long have I been driving for? Outrageous. And then we drove straight to Torian.
Did we? Oh, that's right. Yep.
Because we really wanted to go and find hustle shirts.
Yes.
And then we didn't even know that they were at the active stand. Who tells people that? So
we walked past that stand. We were like, what the fuck is everyone lining up for?
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah. Like, you can get that online.
Shit.
And it was that the brand that we really wanted to support. Didn't know they were there. Then what happened?
Nothing really on the Friday. We had
good day.
It was a great day. We just caught up. Like, Torian's always such a big catch up for people, just like friends and I don't know, people you see at CrossFit comps throughout the years. So we caught up with a bunch of friends, which was cool. Watched a lot of stuff inside, went outside for a little while. We had another friend competing in the Masters. We went and watched her.
She came second.
She did come second. It's very cool. And then Friday night we had like an affiliate thing where all the affiliate owners in Australia and New Zealand that come to the comp all like get together and do some stuff. And then we hadn't checked into our Airbnb
yet
at this point
because we decided to drive straight to the competition.
Yeah.
So we didn't go there until – so the affiliate gathering finished late.
Yeah.
We parked on the other side of the earth.
Yeah.
With no jumpers. We left our jumpers in the car.
Dummies.
And it was pretty chilly.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. We were okay. So we left there like what, just after 8:15, yeah. Something like that. Our Airbnb was probably like 25-minute drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And the walk to get to the car was probably 10-15 minutes. So got to the car, started cruising. Candace ordered some dinner on the way from Uber Eats to get to our apartment. And we got to the apartment. We got to the street that it was on. Just pulled up in a park out the front. Noticed some like a bit of road worky type stuff going on, maybe like 50-100 meters ahead of us on the other side of the road.
Mm.
And then in front of us there was a couple of cars parked in those like what are they called, like the street parking that runs parallel mm-hmm. with the buildings, so everyone's like on the same in a row forward facing each other. And then we also notice a couple of witches' hats, a couple of big old orange cones.
Yeah. But people were parked in all of the spots.
Correct. They were just...
So...
Cones were kind of like in certain bits and wasn't really in our park. Like we might have moved it
like a centimeter like, so we could park there.
Like it wasn't... There was no signs.
There was no signs. We checked the signs multiple times and they were very obvious.
I think we even Googled it. Like, and then the Airbnb instructions that you had even said you can park on the street on weekends with no issues.
Correct.
So we're like, cool. We'll just move this cone 1 centimeter.
And park here.
And just park here.
At the front door. Convenient.
So that's what... Well, actually, we hadn't made our mind up to do that because we had to go get the keys.
Yes.
So we left the car there and then we followed the instructions to the side of the building of the Airbnb to go to the lockbox and enter that 4-digit PIN in that lockbox. There was about 6 lockboxes on the side of the building, all of which the code did not work. We tried multiple times.
Yeah. This is 9 o'clock now by this point. Yes, we're very hungry. Uber Eats has arrived.
Very hungry. Uber Eats has arrived, but we obviously have no cutlery and we want to eat inside.
I also have a raging headache at this point. Yes. So things are going downhill quickly.
I didn't know about the headache, but that's like,
okay.
Yeah, she doesn't complain. So she's a tough lady. If it was me, I'd just stay in the car. I'd be like, can you do it? I've got a headache. and then, so we got to the side of the building, trying to get these codes, not working. Candace is like, well, I'm going to have to call because I don't know what else to do. So call the lady. She's giving her instructions and we're like, I'm like yelling at Candace to ask her questions. I'm like, what brand is the lockbox? Like, we're like going through it all. And
then the lady's insulting me by saying, maybe you're just not strong enough to press the button. Maybe you need to put me on speaker and use 2 hands. I was like, I know how to open a fucking box.
Also, there's 2 of us. There's someone else accessing the box. Well, I've only got 1 hand.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're there for like, I'm going to say at that lockbox area for maybe 10 to 15 minutes trying to fuck around with this. And then Candace is like, I'm just going to read the instructions again.
I have to preface this by saying I'm not very good at reading instructions. I don't read things properly. I skim read.
She skim reads everything.
Everything.
Like, if I want her to read a full document, I say... In big letters, no skimming, read everything.
Yeah.
That's like you have to tell her that, otherwise she'll skim it. So she read the instructions again.
Properly.
This time properly. And turns out the lockbox, which in Candace's defense, this is dumb. The lockbox was across the road of our building. You cross the road. And it's on a fucking fence at a bus stop.
Yeah.
The lockbox was on a fence at a bus stop. Apparently, when I spoke to Jordan about this, common practice is lockboxes on random fences at bus stops. Why are there always fences at bus stops? I don't know. But Candace read the instructions. We went across the road.
Lady still on phone. Very I'm yelling at lady on phone at this point.
Very sheepishly said, we found it. We're okay now. You can go. Thank you very much.
She would have been like, fuck, idiot. <Yeah.
laughs> So we get the keys. We go back to the car.
Yeah.
By this point, we're like starving. You've got your raging headache. Mm. It's probably more bigger. We have the food and we're like, do we just park here? Do we leave the car here? Or do we do this whole thing and find the car park?
Mm.
Do we do all of this again and have to find the car park for this building, which is 100 meters away at 10, 15 past 9?
Mm-hmm.
We go back and forth, back and forth. We were like, let's just go for a walk to see if we can find the car park. So we start walking up and then we're like, nah, fuck it. Let's just leave. I think I said, nah, fuck it. Let's just leave the car there. Because you didn't want to make any decisions.
Yeah, I was like, this is on you, man.
Yeah, because it was my car and you said... I don't want to make any decisions because I don't want to be held accountable if anything happens to the car. I said, that's fair, that's fair. All right, let's just leave it here. We'll come down and check on it in the morning. She'll be 8. So we go upstairs and eat delicious gnocchi. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay, babe.
Gnocchi.
Watch some more CrossFit. So we watched the America stuff, which was happening at the same time.
Yes.
ate watched some gnocchi.
Exactly what we watched yes. that day.
Over and over again.
Ate some delicious gnocchi. And we had a shower and went to bed.
Not together.
I was like, yes, we did. We went to bed together. No, we did not shower together. I went first. I think you finished the gnocchi left. No, we did that together as well. We woke up.
Yes.
Early because we wanted to go for a hot girl walk.
Yes.
Get coffee, get breakfast, be like really relaxed on day two before hitting the stadium. And I think even in the apartment, we were like, do we drive or do we catch a train?
Yes.
We were talking about like, do we or catch a yeah, train?
Something, yeah.
And we were like talking about like the logistics of it all and finding a park again. Is it going to be closer or is it easier to catch a train, but we have to walk and wait for trains and blah, blah, blah. Trying to figure it out. And then we got ready, we left, and we were like, Ken has purposely booked this Airbnb where it is so we can have a nice walk and go for a nice breakfast.
Mm.
So we went for the walk first. We go downstairs and we walk along this lovely river in Tenerife. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Tenerife in Brisbane. Excuse me very much. We're walking along and all of a sudden there are hundreds of humans running and panting and bumping shoulders with Candace because she's on the inside. I'm on the outside. I'm not that phased and not really that worried at this point. And then she's like, is there a park run on?
We were walking in the middle of a fucking park run.
And it was the most not relaxing way to start a day, feeling like you were going to get trampled by everyone. So we're walking along for like half an hour. It's like the whole duration of their park run. And not only did we pass that, they passed us, then they had to run back past us. So the entire half an hour was just full of hundreds of people running, not relaxing. And now I'm pretty sure this is the same day that you led us on a wild goose chase to breakfast.
It is, yes.
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 So then we were like, well, this is not relaxing. Let's go get breakfast. So then we went to the place that you thought was good, but turns out it was just coffee and they didn't have like a full breakfast menu. So we saw that, which was close by. And then and then we were like, oh, like she started Googling other places and she found another one. We started walking there and it said 3 minutes. And we were like, yeah, cool. So we start walking. We're walking up all these hills. We're talking, having a great time, talking about it, whatever. And then it like 5 minutes had passed and I look at her phone and it says 2 minutes. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I said to her, I was like, is that on drive or walk? And then she realized that it was on drive. So we had walked several hills. Mm. Jumpers were now off. Mm. We were very sweaty. Warm.
Yeah.
Get to breakfast. Breakfast was great.
Breakfast was really good.
It was very delicious. But we had walked very far for breakfast and then we had to walk all the way back.
Mm.
And on the walk back, I'm pretty sure that's when we decided we were going to be driving to the stadium. So we walked to the apartment into the street in which we parked the night before.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the street. We looked at our apartment and our car was out the front. It is no longer there.
Instead of the car, there is a fucking market stall. There's like hundreds of tents
and people setting up. People walking around with fancy vests on and walkie-talkies, trucks reversing in and out, and in replace of our car was a tent with a lady with probably crystals or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just stood there shocked, staring at this tent. And I was like, where's my car? And
I parked my car.
I wish I said that. And I do not have the best sense of direction. So my instant thought was, this is not where we need to be. We're just not where we should be.
My thought was, oh, we fucked up.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have moved that car in.
And then I realized that was where we parked our car. So we went over to the security guys and we're like, hey, there was a car here last night. Where is this? And he had no idea.
Yeah.
So we went upstairs and I could tell Candace was quite panicked. I was okay. Candace was quite panicked and she's like, do you want me to call the council? I was like, yeah, let's call the council. So So Candace on the phone to council for quite some time. Like, I think you're on hold and everything. Mm. Just going back and forth. They didn't know who moved our car. And they recommended she call the local police. So she called the police. And in, I think during that phone call, I said, I'll run down and find an event organizer and see if they know what happened to the car. So we ran downstairs. You came down as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I was
you're just still
hold.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And then I found the most powerful looking lady with the walkie-talkie.
Yes.
And I said, excuse me, my car was here last night. It's no longer here. Do you know what happened to my car? And then she walkie-talkied someone and found out that all of the cars on that street last night were towed.
Which were a lot, I will say.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
They were towed last night. Oh, actually, the other thing I should say is when we looked at where the car was, there was now a sign on the...
Yes, don't park here.
Yeah, don't park here. But the sign wasn't there. Anyway, so she told me where to find it, which was literally like maybe 150 meters up the road, just setting, crossing a set of lights. So we both, Candace is like, do you want me to hang up? I'm like, yep, let's hang up and let's just go for a walk. So we were so excited because we were so stressed. So excited now, we were running up and we're like, where's the fucking car? We still couldn't see the car. Here. She said, cross that through that set of lights, but stay on this road. It's on this road. And we went further than what she said and we still couldn't see the car. And Candace is like, I'm going to go further. Off Candace went for a little run. And I'm going to go back and ask her. And on the way back, on that same side, I saw a fence. And that fence was like you had to walk in off the footpath to it a couple of meters. So I walked up to the fence because I could see some cars behind it. And as I got really close to the fence opened by itself. It was an electric gate. And I stepped back as it opened. And then there was a gigantic Islander man sitting in a very small old car with sunglasses on, and he waved me over and I was like, oh God. And he's like, your car get towed? I said, yes, it did. He's like, $20 and you could have it back. And I was like, really? He's like, no, you can just have it back. I was like, oh, that's excellent. So our car was towed for the Tenerife
Festival.
30,000 people.
Which turns out is fucking enormous.
Huge. We went there that night.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It's insane. It's huge.
It was like a nightclub area.
Yeah.
Food.
So many
crystals.
Parties. Yeah.
Whatever you want is at the Tenerife Festival. Happens once a year on that street.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah. We will never stay in Tenerife at that time of year again.
It was an adventure.
It really was.
And I'm sure everyone's wondering. We chose to drive to the event.
We did.
The next day.
We did.
So we drove there. We were a bit... Oh, no, we weren't even that late. I think we just missed the first event or something like that. And then what happened on day two at Taurian?
After that, I feel like nothing.
Nothing notable.
Just...
Because we...
Just chill.
We got trampled by park runners, walked all over the countryside for breakfast, and then lost our car.
Yes.
All before 9 a.m.
The other cool thing that happens at Taurian with affiliates is we get access to a lounge, which
yes.
is the seats in the clouds, or the members were calling it, because we get to sit right up the top in the VIP box.
Yes.
Which is cool for many different reasons. Great view, firstly. You're like on top of the stadium. It's great. Secondly, there's not many people up there because it's like much room and there's nice toilets. Thirdly, it's where all the celebrities also go. Not in the same box, but they have to come up the same set of stairs.
Mm.
So, the first day when we were up there, we were walking out of there. And who do we run into but Craig Ritchie and Jazz?
Big fans.
I'm in love with him and his weightlifting.
I was just going with big fans, but she's going for the full love confession.
Love. We were so fucking weird. Like, I don't think I've been more ashamed of my behavior in my life.
I still claim that you weren't that bad. I blame me. Solely, it's me, I feel.
I feel like I just copied whatever you did. Whatever you did, I said immediately after you said it.
Maybe that made it worse.
In my head, I was like, shut the fuck up.
I wanted to be like, I'm a weightlifter, like buddies.
I still reckon that would have went down even more weird.
I also think so, but yeah. I'd been preparing for this for a couple of days. So they
were walking up the stairs. We were walking down the stairs. I spotted them first, I think. Yeah. And I just went, oh!
And then we were like, hey!
Like, they fucking know us. Because I watch his videos, so obviously he knows who I am as well.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh, we got to get a photo. And then she's like, yeah, we got to get a photo.
Oh, and then I don't even know. We didn't say anything. Like,
and then I said, I had my phone in my hand. And then I said, oh, how do we do this? And he was like, most people just do a selfie. I was like, that makes sense.
Oh, and I was just a stunned mullet at that point. I just don't even know what happened.
Yeah. I'll send you the photo. At least you got that.
Oh, that was, yeah. I was mortified after that. I was like, you fucking loser.
Well, I thought it was fine.
No.
But like, I feel like I behave like that often. So it's like no shock for me.
Mm.
Whereas for you, maybe you just don't behave like that very often.
Hey! I definitely don't.
Yeah, you're right. You definitely don't. That was weird. I'm ashamed of your behavior.
Your tone and your energy. It was too much.
It was like, yeah. It was
I think
fine.
We shook hands. Like, who the fuck shakes hands with famous people?
Do we shake hands?
Yes.
I mean, I shake hands with everyone.
Oh, that's. I don't know. It's weird.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I feel like that level of like,
I feel like
you're meeting like a business associate or like a potential new member.
I handshake. Feel like
famous person who you're never going to see again. You've never met before.
My issue, you know, and I feel like you think you feel the same way. I don't like getting photos usually.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like lining up for a photo.
Yeah.
I don't like, and for all of you people who love getting photos, I have nothing against you wanting to get photos. I myself find it a little bit strange for myself because I feel uncomfortable being like, "Hey, we're never going to see each other again." Whereas if it's like an organic meeting,
yeah,
I want to meet you before I get a photo.
Yes, I understand that.
So that's why I think I went for the if I don't remember the handshake, yeah, but that both, must have been.
I just copied you again. Like I would not normally do that. I don't think
it's very funny. I don't. I honestly, because I saw them, I don't think I was like listening or looking at you at all because I always see you. So why would I be watching you? I can just imagine you behind me throwing up rap hands and shit.
I don't know what happened, but it wasn't good.
It's very funny. So I think, yeah, that must have been why I shook the hands because it's organic. So I want to like be like, hey, thanks for what you do. Didn't say that.
No.
But yeah.
That was a bit weird.
Yeah. A bit squeaky there.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of photos.
If you're making eyes. I don't know where you're going with this.
Come on. We got asked for a photo, bro.
Oh, we did.
That was
very cool.
It was very cool. So I don't want to ask people for photos, but if you want a photo with me, I'm cool with it. I'm down. So Candace and I were hanging in with our mate who's competing, Christy, who came second.
In Australia.
In her division. We were chilling with her in between her events outside in the sun. Fucking lovely weekend. We were just hanging out, getting a bit of a tan, got our tops off, just chilling. And then I think her name was Danielle. Danielle or not Danielle. I'm sorry if I fucked your name, but you were so lovely. She came over and she's like, hey, are you girls from Contessa? And we're like, yeah.
Here we are.
And then she was like, big fan of the podcast. And then Candace was awesome. She just took over. I was
hey!
she went for round two. No, you did shake her hand.
I definitely
did. Yeah. And yeah, asked her where she's from. I think she's from Melbourne.
Yep.
And yeah, loves the podcast. And then asked us for a photo. She hasn't posted it yet. Danielle, where's the photo? I want to repost that photo. Like, it's a big deal for us.
It was a great big deal.
It was very cool.
That's the second time that's happened. Like, the first time that happened to us was at a comp in Brisbane.
Mm.
And I don't know if you know who the person is. I just feel like we've seen her at comps before. And she came up just randomly. We were walking into warm up for an event. And she was like, hey, I just want to let you guys know I fucking love your podcast and I love everything you're doing. And just disappeared. And I was like,
so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, the intention when we first started, when I first started this and then you took over.
I'm sorry.
No, it's working out well, obviously. The intention was to be able to use this platform to share mostly to our members and anyone else who wants to listen about educational points of view, whether it's in CrossFit or in life, in mindset, all of that stuff. And just another way to be able to share, because I was finding, I think it was, this was at the same point, I was just off social media. I loved posting and I loved doing educational, especially mindset type things via my social media. But so much is lost in words when there's no tone.
Mm.
So I saw this as an awesome opportunity to be able to share, educate, obviously entertain, because we're very funny as well. Information about what we know and, yeah, just be able to share that, especially with, I think, what we do here at the gym and what we know works for women is just such a cool message.
Yeah, it's cool to be able to share that, obviously, with our members, but with people who don't have the opportunity to come and train with us.
Yeah.
From wherever they happen to be. So,
yeah. So, yeah. If you see us, oh my God, like totally ask us for a photo. I would love to be in it, but you have to post it as well.
Post it.
Shit. And we, yeah, we're hoping to film it. If anyone knows how to film podcasts, can you let me know?
Let us know.
Because, yeah, it seems hard. I'm no tech wizard.
Mm-mm.
So that also happened. That was very cool. And what else? Oh, just the overall, we talked about it time and time again, like just the event itself and CrossFit itself, like it has grown so much over the years. The first Taurian was, were you?
I came with you guys. I just started at the gym. I had no idea what was going on.
It was, yeah. I'm pretty sure we saw Royce that night. Was that the first one? Royce, it wasn't even a semi-final or anything then. I think he had just started CrossFit and we were watching him.
Yeah.
That night we came back and watched him lift and everyone was just like, this dude's a fucking freak.
It's insane, man.
Yeah. Anyway,
And Taurian used to be at CrossFit Taurian. Like it was just a small event in their gym and in their car park.
Yeah.
And to go to that first one and then we've been like almost every year since to see what it is now. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's very cool. And I obviously haven't been to the other ones around the world, but based on what I see online, like we have just the best event in terms of a semi-final.
And the community. It gets thrown around a lot, but I think there is nothing like Australia's and their CrossFit athletes. Like, it's amazing.
I know we're small in terms of the amount of people that do CrossFit in the other countries, but also as a country itself, we're smaller in terms of that. But yeah, we get behind them. Like we get around it.
Mm.
We got flames, bitch. Like
sport fire.
What other semi-final celebrates with sports fire?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's awesome. And then in terms of like, obviously we watch the female field, like we watch the males too, but I guess we can relate more to that female field. Mm. So, you know, we know what some weights feel like or some movements and how difficult things can be. And then when we see them do it, like that feels, and that's just Oceania. Like everyone has gotten so strong and so fit and so bloody fast.
Yeah. So cool.
It just keeps moving ahead at a rapid pace. So I'm very excited for the future. These bloody teenagers coming through.
Freaks, man.
Absolutely. We cried at the end.
Yeah.
Jake Douglas.
Nothing makes me cry like sport though. Like, and especially CrossFit again in Australia. I think that we have that like connection with them. I don't know if it's through social media or just because it's that joint suffering. You kind of know what they're going through, but Jesus Christ, podium. Poof.
Unreal.
Cry, cry, cry.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And then, yeah, people that didn't make it, that put their everything into making it, like so sad. It's
heartbreaking for them.
Yeah. But yeah, love it. Love the event. If you haven't been, like you should support these people.
Yeah.
Like
we're so lucky to have it so close to us.
So lucky. If you're in Brizzy, Sunny Coast, Gold Coast, or just anywhere in Queensland, fuck, the Kiwis have to fly here to compete.
Yeah.
If you can drive here and you're not going, you're missing out. Just, yeah. And not even just as a fan, but just like to support these events means that these people are going to get more recognition, mm-hmm. the more people that get behind them.
And the more recognition they get, the more funding they're going to yeah. get. The more funding they get, the more development of the sport there's going to be in this country. We're lagging behind in that regard, I think, compared to America and Europe. But
yeah, we had more big money. Chats about this, like with the, yeah. with the, like the, I guess the brands over here, they're not as big, or the brands over there that support the Oceania athletes, they're not as aware of mm. us hanging out over here. So a lot of the athletes overseas, they get to do this full time and
on a full time wage, or yeah. you know, a wage that can supplement their life. Yeah. But here they're working full time. Most of them,
majority of them, are working,
getting supported by, you know, a partner, and they've taken a massive pay cut to do so. So it'd be cool to see that happen.
Yeah.
more here.
Absolutely.
Eventually. But it's not going to happen if people don't get behind it.
Yes. Get around it.
Mm.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. We do have a little confession to make, though.
Do we?
We do.
Fuck, what do we do?
So the box that we were in, we talked this up so much for months, because last year we were in the fucking box all weekend lounging around.
There's a bar, a private toilet. We shared a toilet with Tia Claire too. Yeah. Not a toilet seat, but like the area, yeah. like the toilet.
Rubbing shoulders with the best rich of the and best. Famous of CrossFit. We get there this year and we go to the spot where we normally would get the tickets from. We're like, hey, Ed.
Our little passes. We're like, hey, Eddie.
Just here to pick up the other passes he's this the, year.
Oceania manager.
And he said, no, there's not.
He said it sold out this year. Mm. They had to sell out the box. We were like, excuse me, what?
This is the only reason we're here.
Like, what do you mean?
We've told all our members we're going to be up there and now you need to get us up there because we can't show our faces to them down here with the plebs. We can't do it.
So we pretended. Well, no, we didn't pretend.
He gave us a temporary pass.
We got up there day one. He gave us some passes. Yep. We were lucky.
Yeah.
We got up there for day one. We had to give those passes back. Those were not our passes. We had to give those passes back. We took lots of photos from up there though, didn't we?
We did. Pretended we were there for a long time. And then we were down in the nosebleed section after.
We still have Hannah convinced. I can't believe you.
Yeah, so Han, we pretended that we were coming down to sit with you. We came down because we had nowhere else to sit.
We were a bronze class citizen. We were in the bronze class citizen people. We justified it all weekend by saying it's a great view. No, it was. It was a great view. Yeah. It was great. And then every time we saw members, we were like, "Oh, we didn't see you in your box." We're like, "Oh, we're moving around. We've been like visiting friends and stuff." No, guys, we should have bought the fucking pro box with y'all because we didn't get our own.
Yeah, sorry.
And I'm very disappointed.
I'll carry that with me forever.
Next year, I will buy that box myself and pretend it was given to us because we are with the rich and famous. I'm glad you're leaving on that confession.
Mm.
No, we need to. Do we have a question? Are we still questioning? I don't know our questions at the end. I think that they're.
I'll use today's class question for you then.
If anyone has questions they want us to ask each other, please send them to us.
Do you ever or have you ever shared a towel with Geordie? Like a bath towel, not a beach towel?
Nah, Geordie's too big, so the towel would be too wet.
Yeah, Josh's like, is disgusting.
Yeah, like be too much. Like there's no point drying myself on a wet towel.
Yeah.
Callie, I would say it probably happens more often than I would like.
Mm.
And that's not due to my...
You don't choose that.
No, she just takes everything from me. Mm. Everything.
She's been doing it from day one.
My whole fucking life. No. She's just slowly moved. You know how I've always said like that bathroom is mine? Mm. She's slowly moved into it.
Yeah, she knows you're weak.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Like her towel or my towel is just on the bathroom floor. There's water. It makes me mad. Like I love that bathroom because it's just for me.
Mm, not anymore.
Little fucker has moved in. She's even started using my tooth, like her toothpaste. No.
Oh, it's only said toothbrush.
Oh, no, no, like, not no. toothbrush. No, 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 no. She's got her own toothbrush. She would never do that. She's far too clean. her toothbrush is in the other bathroom with Jordo's, but she gets her toothbrush, comes into my bathroom, uses my toothpaste, and then leaves the toothpaste on the bench instead of putting it back where it goes.
Where's it go? In the drawer?
In a little holder, yeah. Like a little, you know, she leaves it like lid off on the bench. And anyway, that's my rant. No, I don't use a towel with Jordo.
I also do not share a towel for the same reason.
Yeah, just like too wet.
It's just wet all the time. Like, how do you fucking dry yourself?
I don't know if Jordo's is wet all the time or just after he has a shower. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like it's damp constantly.
How often do you change? My question to you is, how often do you change your shower mat?
Oh, I don't have a set schedule. Just when it looks like it needs to be changed, or when it's like stops it drying in between.
Often?
Nah.
Mine's not very often.
Like, I'd say I'd wash it in with the towels probably every week.
Oh, every week?
Yeah.
Nah, mine's like, it wouldn't surprise me if it was a month.
Yeah, right.
My towels we change every week.
Mm.
Not really a set schedule. I feel like there should be, but there's not. But yeah, the shower mat, I just feel like it doesn't end up too well. It's just, should it's just be you, me.
Yeah.
Mostly. So sometimes Kelly has a shower in my bathroom too, but yeah. I feel like it's not as often as it should be. But I feel like it's also just from the bottoms of my feet.
Yeah.
And to catch excess water. So am I gross?
I don't know.
Do you think that's gross?
Yeah. I feel if it visibly looks fine, I think it's fine.
Yeah. It's a bit visually weird, but that's okay.
But like, you know, if you use them too much, not too much, but they like get wet and they never don't dry in between uses, I feel like at that point you need to
wash it. Yeah, no, I'd never get to that point because that would make my feet annoyed.
Yeah, they'd be wet.
Yep.
Damp.
Do you hate that word?
Damp. Actually, as I said that, I was like, I should not like this word, but I don't mind
it. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because what are the words you really don't like?
Can you sip. I don't like the sound of it.
And there's another one that's similar, but I can't remember.
I can't think what it is.
Anyway, how long was that? How long did we just have our, 46-minute yarn.
Excellent.
Mainly talking about losing our car. Hope you enjoyed that, everyone.
Mm.
And
don't ever travel with us.
Don't ever ask Candace for directions either. It's not strong. She loses focus.
Yeah, forget. End up in Nambour.
All right, farewell.
Bye.